Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25 says, "Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them." Back in 2 Samuel chapter 21, when famine struck Israel for 3 years, David did what a good king should do. He sought the face of the Lord. He didn't rely on his own wisdom or power. He didn't ignore the suffering of his people. Instead, he interceded on their behalf, pleading for God's mercy. To seek God's face in this way means to seek his presence, his favor, his peace. Israel was suffering because God's blessing had been withdrawn. And David knew that only by understanding the heart of God, his displeasure, his justice, would restoration come. David's intercession points us to the ultimate mediator, Jesus Christ. Before going to the cross, Jesus prayed for his disciples and for all who would one day believe in him. And that includes us. Jesus stands in the presence of the Father, interceding for believers even now. He prays for our sanctification, our unity, our endurance. Even when we don't know what to pray for, the Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf. When we are weak, Jesus strengthens us through his prayers. He is the perfect mediator, the eternal King who cares this deeply for his people. So when you pray today, thank Jesus for continually interceding for you, and ask God to help you to seek his face in all circumstances. Lift up Rigoberto Jimenez and his family, our missionaries serving in El Salvador, and pray for the Mixtec LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Mexico. You know, because of Jesus, we can boldly approach God, knowing that we are never without an advocate in heaven.